Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Let's bring in our new producer, Big Mike.
All right, so, you know, I just started this week.
Yeah.
And you guys keep saying this thing, shout out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what in the world is that? I'm trying to figure out all these little nuances about
JC kind of started it for us.
I started doing shout out when I got here, whenever something Hispanic or Latino was mentioned.
Or if we had a caller that was Jose or whoever.
Oh, okay.
He would say shout out.
So, and I heard Shannon do it a couple occasions.
That's when the lesbians call.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I kind of
do it for Whitey.
Jenna, do you have any shout outs?
I mean, I've said it in the past, but it's always been like if someone's like, I didn't take a shower this morning, I'll just say shout out.
I stayed out all night, shout out.
Yeah. I hooked up with this hot guy last night, shout out.
So like when we figured out what shout out meant, it was, there's still a lot of things that I don't know about you guys. There's a lot of things you don't know about me.
Okay.
We have a lot of new affiliates, new listeners coming in all of our markets. And so,
where are these new affiliates you
heard
about?
Well, there's one.
We got one.
There's one. Wausau, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
And so producer Nick and also the production staff came up with a list of like things that people have done. Shout-outables. And he's going to name them. And if any of us, including Shannon in the other room.
Oh, thanks.
Have ever done this, or it's a part of your life, you just scream shout out.
Oh, okay.
And say your name.
All right. Keep it family friendly, shall we?
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, come on.
Some of them are borderline, maybe, from what they've told me.
See, that's a perfect shout-out when you say border.
Border, shout-out.
See?
High five, Al.
Oh, okay. I see what you did.
Yeah.
Border.
Shout-out.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Somebody says, I'm on the fence, shout-out.
Are you ready, Nick?
I'm ready, guys.
All right, let's go.
First off, who has ever been on a Jumbotron at a sporting event?
Shout-out.
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 Made out with a member of their own sex.
Shout out.
Hold on. Whoa. I heard Shannon.
And then I heard John.
Let's not elaborate on that.
No. Some of them we probably should.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't.
So Shannon and Jenna.
Shannon and Jenna made out. Yeah.
Handcuffed by a cop.
Shout out.
Sleeps naked.
Shout out.
Admits they shouldn't sleep naked.
Shout out.
Definitely shout out.
That's the first shout out you've given, Kelly.
Way to go, Kel.
You're welcome.
Fired from a job.
Shout out.
All of us.
No, I didn't say shout out.
You've never been fired from anything, Shannon.
I'm right here,
this
aren't I?
This is the only job she's had,
this
dude.
This is the only
job I've had.
She's been here since she's 15 years old, dude. Seriously.
Good for you, then.
Thanks.
You're fired.
Not even a paper route?
No.
Nothing. Okay.
This is it, dude.
Peed in a public pool as an adult.
Shout out.
Look at his shirt he's wearing today.
I pee in pools. What if our listeners gave me this shirt and I still wear it?
I probably have on
Everybody's
occasion.
Done it.
Shout out. Everyone's
As
done
an adult, though?
Everyone's
yeah.
done it.
I haven't.
I get in the pool to pee.
When I was a kid, somebody told me that if you did that it would leave a trail.
It would turn color.
Yeah.
And so they do have those now. They do have those.
No, they don't.
Kelly's
do they?
Just
they do
saying that.
It's an urban legend.
No, they do. They've created pools
like, I've
to
tested
do that.
Every hotel pool.
So you don't go to Mexico, sitting there drinking a beer at the pool, like, man, I got to pee, but I want to walk way over there.
No.
Being in the water makes you
Plus, it's sterile. It's sterile, and they have chlorine in there.
Throw a couple of chlorine tablets in
there.
Y'all
just nasty.
What about the ocean?
Shout out. The ocean is my porto lit.
Who can say shout out in another language?
Who?
Oh.
Olé.
Come on, JC.
No. I can't.
I'm trying to think how a shout out would be said in Spanish.
In Irish, it's hello. I don't know.
Who's been in a fist fight?
Shout out.
No, lately. Fifth grade, Paul Heron.
Hold up. You were in a fist fight, Shannon?
Yeah, once. It was 2-on-1.
She's
I was the one.
Shout out.
Shout out. Nice.
I just got that. Well done.
All right. Who has a good singing voice?
Oh, shout out.
Wait
say
a minute.
Say shout out because people say, Kelly, you're so modest.
Kelly, you do have a pretty good singing voice.
Al, you said shout out?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Al.
Are you karaoke hustler? Right.
Oh, I karaoke like a... Monster.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Beast mode.
Yeah.
Who grew up playing in a ditch?
Shout out.
Who has worn parachute pants?
Shout out. Fifth
shout
grade,
out.
First day of school, and I ripped them seam to seam.
Jenna got me some for Christmas. So.
Yep. I tried wearing some of the Kids Kids Trip. I also did a talent competition when I did an MC Hammer routine.
Yeah.
My mom always made me do the talent competition in school.
I had the Bobo versions, though.
Which ones?
I don't know. They were just green. They were roses, and they ripped. I was so embarrassed.
You wear your leather ones? I got a JC leather one, leather ones.
Oh, I wear my leather ones. Yeah.
You just get made fun of them?
I pull them up a little bit more so they parachute out. And then I wear some black tights underneath it, so it looks like it's like
tights.
Yes,
tights.
Yeah, so it looks like tight underneath, like from my knee down, it looks tight, and then up here, from the knee up to the thigh, it's like
parachuted.
You're
acting like you're trying to justify it to me.
Yeah, that's very Oscar De La Hoya of you. Do you wear a bra too?
Don't tell me how to be stylish.
Who has been on vacation by themselves?
Shout out. Oh yeah.
Aw.
Multiple.
I've never done that.
I
think it's sad.
It's weird.
Is it weird?
I wanted to go by myself, and then I asked my friend to go with me and just like leave me alone during the day, but we had to have dinner together at night because I felt alone.
I thought it would be cool, but I was down in Mexico, and everybody was staring at me like, oh, like wondering what my story was. So I started telling people that I was a photographer for National Geographic Explorer.
Did you make friends when you were on vacation and you hung out with them the rest of the week?
But I had to take my camera everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now, that is sad. On vacation by yourself, but you take a camera. Because,
you know what? That's the worst part about traveling alone is who's going to take your photo.
Yeah. Can you take a picture of me by this iguana?
Has anyone on the show dated a celebrity?
Shout out.
I don't think I'd call it dating.
Mm. Al, you dated a celebrity? Who?
Move on. Let's move on.
No.
Can we get initials?
No.
Can we get...
Or you going to make me tear up. Hold up.
Who'd you date?
Oh, come on.
No.
Dude, I've worked with you for 8 years, and I have no idea.
This will go to the grave with me.
Simple show.
Kelly, do you know who it is?
I really don't.
What is not. What constitutes dating, Al?
And what constitutes celebrity?
He doesn't even know what meeting a celebrity is versus dating a celebrity.
Was she like the fifth member of Escape?
I'm telling you.
Phoebe Dobson to call you back.
Can you give it a roundabout year that you dated this celebrity?
That'd be a good thing. What year?
Can we get a year, and was it more than one hangout?
Uh-huh.
Actress or singer?
Singer.
Okay, wasn't that girl that we chased in New York?
No. No, I'm not talking about her.
What year-ish?
Y'all would fall the slap out.
Well, you need to tell it.
Dude, you can't tease that.
You can't say shout out and then
y'all would
the story.
Fall the slap out.
Cut the music.
Well, okay, before you tell us who it is, because
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Just tell us how long did you date? Like, was it?
We hung out. For
you dated
a couple of months.
It was a couple of months.
Dating.
Was it a long distance thing, or was it long distance?
She would just come in town every once.
Out. Nick Cannon is willing to go on national television and radio talk about his exes and who he hooked up with.
I'm not proud of this.
Why?
You're not proud of it.
Was she Latina?
Is it Star Jones?
Is it Carney Wilson?
Is it Teen Mom Farrah Abraham?
No.
Okay, good.
Years ago.
Whoopi?
So it's someone you're embarrassed about.
Years ago.
But you were excited because she was a celebrity, so it was a little taste of celebrity.
No,
was it Adele?
No. No.
Okay, was she white?
No.
Black?
Yes.
Okay,
no
she's black.
Way.
Oh, I don't buy that.
Was it Mandisa?
The only people that he gets pregnant are black ladies. So did you have a love child?
No. No.
It's the truth.
Come on, man.
No. Okay. She's a black singer.
No, we're not moving on until I find out who it is.
Is that woman that sang... Dun, 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 dun,
Deborah
dun, dun,
Morgan.
Deborah Morgan.
No,
Deborah
she
Morgan.
Rejected him.
Aretha. Okay, Al, I tried to date her.
On hotness, truthfully, like how would we rate her? Like
she is not budging.
Oh gosh, the look on his face is like he's gonna.
Okay, was she older than you?
So she's not attractive.
Al, you got to come on.
Oh my God.
Is it Ruben Studdard?
Our show is gonna be canceled unless you reveal this information.
Antoine Dodson.
Solange Knowles.
Be serious.
Okay,
I'm guessing.
Hold on, Al. If we finish the game, do you promise when we come back, you will tell everyone who it is?
Al, come on.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Was it Sweet Brown?
Gabrielle Sabadell. Tell it.
He's going to tell it.
Al, are you going to tell it?
Tell it, Al.
Come on, Al.
Ring
out.
Come on, ring out.
All right, Al. Let's set it up for you.
No, you got to say
save it. I want everybody.
Yeah, I want everyone.
I want everybody listening right now. You call your friends. You Facebook. You tweet them. And you say, "What time are we coming back? What time are we coming back?"
It's 7:15.
Yeah. In 9 minutes from right now, you have everybody by the radio. Al is going to reveal who he dated.
Al, are you going to reveal it?
He needs to write it down because he's going to have time to change his mind. He's not going to do it. He needs to write it down.
He's gonna do it.
Who? What celebrity is Al humiliated to admit he dated?
Oh,
I cannot wait. Place your bets, everybody.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We had a bit of a time change with B.O.B. He will be...
Oh, B.O.B. got bumped for this.
He will be on the show before 8 o'clock.
B.O.B. got bumped for this.
This is not even that...
Let me fill people in who are tuning in.
If you're just tuning in, this might be the best moment of the...
Yeah.
I have people Facebook messaging me. I am sitting in my car in the office parking garage deciding to make a run for it and get it to my desk with the radio on. I'm just waiting.
Stay in your car. Last break, we were playing a fun game called Shout Out when all of a sudden... We had to slam on the brakes, and everything came to a halt and crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the questions was, have you ever dated a celebrity? Play the audio, Shannon.
Has anyone on the show dated a celebrity?
Shout out.
I don't think I'd call it dating.
Mm. Al, you dated a celebrity? Who?
Move on. Let's move on.
No. You can't tease that.
You can't say shout out and
y'all
then
the store. Call the slap out.
Al? You promised.
And then he proceeded to have a hysterical laughing and crying.
I was in the entire commercial break.
I put up a video on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram of Al during the break. He's
screaming
nervous.
And laughing.
Because,
like, oh, Lord.
Because this was like, it was years ago, first of all.
Okay.
And
then I got to
can you narrow it down?
Then that means, okay, then I got to check Precious off the list, right?
Give me a year. Ish.
80s or 90s?
It was before I started on the radio. So, okay. And I started on the radio like 18 years ago. So, okay. And it was before that.
So in the 90s.
Can I tell
96,
you?
96, mid-90s?
Can I tell you that when I was trying to find this person's hit to play when he reveals it?
Uh-huh.
Number one, it's not in our system.
Okay. Oh, that's
but
not a good
number two, it is listed as greatest hits 1971 through 1983.
Oh, my goodness.
So this person did enough to have a greatest hits album?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, a whole album.
Oh, that changes things.
I don't know.
Gosh, I got to rule everything off my list now with those dates.
Who are you
guessing? Okay, I was going to say Missy Elliott, Tracy Chapman, the fat girl
Shout
from
out.
Gnarls Barkley.
I was thinking Erykah Badu.
Oh, that'd be
no,
good.
She's...
Oh, that'd be good.
See, now I'm thinking, be embarrassed about that.
The only name I can think of now is Gloria Gaynor.
No.
I was thinking Fantasia.
Okay, so now we gotta go.
We know she's black.
Okay, so it was like Aretha.
Denise Williams.
No.
I don't know who that is.
Was she a solo artist?
Yep.
Was she a pointer sister?
No, that would be a solo artist.
No.
Oh man, I have no idea. Al, are you ready to reveal?
This better be a big payoff now.
Okay, Al.
She used to do a while back. She's really nice. So I want to tell you that. She's really nice.
She's really nice, but...
You should know Al still has her number because he tried to call her during the
commercial
break. I
hadn't talked to her in years.
I said, don't be calling her because now you're going to say I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, but she's alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
Probably barely.
How old is she now, like 80?
Oh, Shannon.
What?
I don't know. She's older than me.
Come on, Al.
How old is she?
I don't know. She's older than me, though.
80.
No, she's not.
All right, here we go.
She's probably 80. Who is it, Al? Who is it,
this
Al?
This better be good. You better not disappoint me.
Who is it, Al?
I have a feeling I'm not going to know her.
Say it. Say the dang name.
It's like he's getting ready for the letter M.
I know. Is it M? Martha?
No.
Mary?
Minnie Riperton?
It is M. You're right.
Monique. Mary.
Minnie?
Millie.
Millie Jackson?
Millie Jackson?
Millie Jackson!
Who's Millie Jackson?
here's the song
if
that I had to buy.
Wrong, I don't want to be right.
She wrote that about Al.
That is the most... Okay, first of all, I don't... I'm
She's
not laughing
70.
At her.
I'm looking at the album cover. Is that the face she made when she made out with you?
Ow.
She's sitting on a toilet on that
she
album cover.
She is so nice.
She is so your girlfriend.
She is
she's
so
sitting
nice.
On a toilet on her album cover.
Oh.
She is so...
She's sitting on a toilet on her album cover.
And it doesn't look like things are going easily.
And she's oh, so nice.
Al, you want to know how old she is now?
No.
Because we looked it up on Wikipedia.
She's 70.
69.
Whoa.
When was the last time?
Hey.
Oh, memories.
Hey.
Dude, it was, I mean, this was long.
Are you in any of the credits?
I'm going to get so much.
Which song any of the albums? That she wrote in her, yeah, in her catalog is about you?
Hard Times.
Okay.
So how he long is did you sitting guys... on a toilet.
I know.
Where's B.O.B.?
He'll come on the show later.
I'll be honest. I'm a little disappointed that it
yeah.
really
yeah,
happened.
Me too.
Guess what? In 1991, she wrote a song called Young Man, Older Woman.
Mm. About Al?
Huh.
Oh, we should revisit those lyrics.
Yeah. It might have actually been this one, though. Leftovers.
Oh, man.
2 months you dated her, Al?
I mean,
man, Al, you should have made up somebody better than that.
Yeah,
what
I
does
was
dating
hoping...
mean exactly, though? That's what I want to know. If she's 20 years older, than she's 70. So what did you
Al?
Possibly do?
Like, he was her booty call when she came to town.
Yeah.
Go to the nursing home?
When she sent you sexy pictures that have to go like by mail and stuff?
You should probably get checked for you know what, because nursing homes, they spread the diseases a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
She done that.
She's pretty, Al.
So nice.
Hey, at least you dated a celebrity. That's better than we done.
Yeah, I wonder if you inspired her.
Yeah. Maybe.
All that buildup, though.
Oh, it should have been like better.
Yeah.
Well, that's been like Reeby Jack.
Oh, that's better than all of them. I honestly thought you were going to say Millie Vanilli when you started with
Michael Jackson.
We have one more trip to give it away to Cancun to the Hyatt Zilara with 6 seconds to the beach. I am just amazed.
I know, I'm kind of like.
You're the man, though, for coming
all
clean.
All this build up.
We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GIGA.
So claim our last trip to Cancun.
I'd sit in years. She's going to kill me.
6 seconds to the beach coming up next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
If you're just tuning in, oh, you missed.
Good morning.
Big news revealed by Big Al Mac.
Oh, man.
Please hit the girlfriend
big
song,
enough.
Shannon. This is the new girlfriend song for Big Al
it's
Mac.
It's not the new girlfriend. Same girlfriend, if she'll still have
okay. Big Al revealed this morning. Not even your closest friends knew about this.
No. I mean, it was one of those, it was a fling. It was a friendly fling years ago.
And what text did you receive from Dr. Girlfriend before we did that break?
Baby, I love you.
And then
I love
that
you so much.
Last break.
And I love you too, baby.
You revealed you dated Millie Jackson.
I don't know how this is coming out. I mean, not this.
You told us.
But like. Yeah, I guess it's the Nick Cannon thing. These are just the repercussions of the Nick Cannon thing. Everybody's talking about their past or whatever. So, yeah, you know, we did.
Oh, man.
Back in a long time.
That's a break that we're living in for me.
Talk to her in years.
You want to reconnect?
She's going to kill me.
She's performing in Houston if you want to fly there.
That's okay. I'm good.
She'll be at the H-Town Blues Festival.
I bet she will. She was, back in the day, she was hot, man. I'm telling you.
I know.
And she was a great singer. And look at this voice.
And a great lover.
Sounds like a man.
And she would sing back in the day. Dirty songs now had nothing on her. I mean, she was really, really one of those singers that would no bars. I can't even talk. I'm so flustered right now.
Can we play the audio from the voicemail she leaves you when she finds out about this?
I can't even talk. I got a headache.
I can't wait.
It wouldn't have been so bad if you weren't so embarrassed by it.
Well, I'm not. It's just because nobody knew. It's just, I don't know. I'm not embarrassed, you know.
We got one more trip to give away to the beautiful Hyatt Zilara in Cancun.
Oh, my.
our last time playing 6 seconds to the beach. Aww.
That's all right. We're going to start paying bills next week, so
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, we'll start paying bills. Sign up at KidNation.com if you want us to pay your bills, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jennifer Smith might be walking away with the very last trip that we have. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're
very,
such a soothing
voice. Very soothing
tell
voice.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jennifer.
Well, I'm a pharmacy technician.
Yeah, you are.
And I live in Virginia.
Hot. I'm sorry?
She lives in Virginia.
Okay.
I live in Virginia.
East or west?
Yeah, either west.
Don't answer that. Yeah.
And I've been married for 11 years.
Yeah. Do you know who Millie Jackson is?
No, but I saw her photo.
Yeah, it's great, right?
The one on the toilet?
Yes.
The toilet's the best.
Yeah, that one's, please look up.
That
by
was
the, way,
at the height of their love affair.
If you can, Jennifer, go
Al
on Twitter.
Al actually took that album cover photo. Yeah.
He gets photography credit.
Find a picture of Millie Jackson, Jennifer, if you can, and post it on Twitter with the hashtag Big Al's girlfriend.
I know you don't need to do that, baby.
Getting that to
you
trend, please.
Do that. You don't need to do that, baby.
Jennifer, do you know how to play 6 seconds from the beach?
Yes.
You do. I will tell you anyways. I'm going to play an audio clue. And I'm going to give you 3 clues after that. You have 6 seconds to guess after I finish the last clue, okay?
Okay.
You get the celebrity right, and I think today's pretty easy. And you'll be on your way down to Cancun, and you'll be staying at the Hyatt Zilara. Are you ready?
Try and say the celebrity name loudly, though, since you're talking, so you're going to have to talk over JC.
Okay. Well, no, not over me, the music. Jennifer, here is your audio clue.
What Super Bowl commercial? You're as crazy as the people on Twitter. I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, we know he's not Lawrence Fishburne.
Your clues are...
We're going to be turning the 3 off.
Capital One, Snakes on a Plane, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my God.
You know it.
Oh.
You know it.
Oh.
Jennifer Smith.
Tip of your tongue, right?
Oh, Jennifer, I'm so sorry. I know. Sometimes we freeze out.
Don't say it
because somebody else is going to win it.
Okay.
Sorry, babe.
But you have...
Thanks.
Have a wonderful weekend, okay? It happens.
You too.
Right, at least you sound really good on the radio.
Yeah, you do.
You have a beautiful radio voice. All right, let's move on to our next contestant.
All right.
Janice Kennedy.
Yes.
There you are. Oh, you're all upbeat and everything.
Here I am. I'm about to freak out. I had to pull over.
All right, good. Pull over. Get ready to play 6 seconds from the beach. I'm going to give you the audio clue and then 3 clues, and then you tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
Here is your audio again.
What Super Bowl commercial? You're as crazy as the people on Twitter. I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
Your clues are Capital One, Snakes on a Plane, Pulp Fiction.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson is correct.
No relation to Millie.
We won.
You won.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you so much.
You are going to Mexico, baby. 4 days, 3 nights to the beautiful Hyatt Zilara Cancun. And they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. So if you get time, go to my Facebook page, which is Big Al Mac, and look at maybe 4 or 5 posts down. There's a picture of someone, one of our listeners, that is at the Hyatt Zilara Cancun right now.
Wow.
And she took a picture of her lower legs and her feet and looking at the ocean. It's so freaking beautiful.
And you're going to be there.
And you're going to be there.
I'm like shaking. Thank you so much.
Who are you
going to be there with?
I don't know, because my husband absolutely despises sand. So we'll have to see if he wants to go or not, but I hope he does.
Oh, have a girl.
Killer music, dude. Killer music.
What, Al?
That one might be a deal breaker for me I've never encountered.
How do you hate sand?
When you get sand on your butt, it's uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, what?
How do you hate sand?
He just doesn't like the feel of it, and he hates sunblock, too. He's weird like that.
Not a beach person.
Not a beach
you know
person.
What? It could
but
be.
There's lots of other things to do other than the sand.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm sure that he'll be up for
there's
it.
Pools and
oh,
stuff.
They have a lot of stuff. They have 6 restaurants, and this is all inclusive, by the way. So you can leave your wallet on the plane, but make sure you take your passport.
Does he like alcohol?
Yes. Actually, he works in the wine distribution industry. So.
There you go.
You'll be going down there courtesy of Southwest Airlines, and congratulations.
Have fun, Janice.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
We love you.
We love
you.
You're
hanging like that.
This is going to be your new karaoke song.
Oh, yeah. Amelie?
Amelie, Lil Wayne.
No, we're gonna go move past this.
Yes.
We're going to go on with our show.
Oh, no, we're going to bring it up.
We're going with our lives.
Every day.
And this is just one of those things. And now
this is new bump music.
I'll promise you, Al, we won't bring it up to B.O.B. because he will go ham on you.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
As we do every single Friday, we like to talk to our friend from RottenTomatoes.com. Her name is Gray Drake, and she knows movies, because we kind of know movies, but we don't really get out much.
She sees them.
She sees them a little bit. Hey, Gray Drake.
Hello. I'm feeling very patriotic this week.
Oh, you have on a red, white, and blue thong?
What?
Yes. That's the obvious assumption.
What, are we on a video chat?
Exactly.
That's all you're wearing, huh?
I got to come correct when I talk to you guys. Listen, I got to bring my A game and my A song.
All right. All
Please tell me there is something good coming out, because I feel like it's kind of been a slow box office few months.
I have fantastic news for you, actually, because the only movie coming out this week is the only movie that you need, which is Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
America!
All right.
Okay, now who's in this one? Because I can't keep all this straight.
Okay, well, let me school you, girl, because Dreamy Dream Dreamer McDreamerstein, Blue Eyes, which is his original name, but they shortened it just to make it a little bit more Hollywood-friendly, is Chris Evans, who plays Captain America. And joining him in this film is Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow, Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury, and we've added Anthony Mackie as Falcon.
Ooh. Wow.
Anthony Mackie, he's funny.
Anthony Mackie is the coolest dude ever, and Falcon is fantastic. And that just fits in with the scheme of this movie because it is so good. It's actually improbable. Like, against all odds, Marvel keeps making incredible films.
Now, is it like Batman good? Because I'm not really, I know that's different, but that's really the only one I've ever loved, the Batman series.
That sets the bar for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's how I could relate it to Batman. They take the superhero movie and they twist it a little bit to make it feel less like a superhero film and a little bit more like a spy film. So for anybody that remembers that older movie, 3 Days of the Condor, this really had that vibe to it. There's a lot of mystery. You have to pay very close attention. So my least favorite thing about this film was that I couldn't be drunk watching it.
Well, that makes everything better, right?
Right?
It does.
Listen, when you see as many movies as I do a week, you bring your flask with you, my friend.
Yeah, right.
Woo! And for Captain America, you have to be sober because there's a lot to take in. So in this movie, Chris Evans, as Steve Rogers, is adjusting very well to our modern world, right? He's full-time with S.H.I.E.L.D., helping them with a ton of stuff. And then right in the beginning of the movie, really awful things start happening at S.H.I.E.L.D., specifically to Nick Fury, which is bad news. And it just goes from bad to worse really fast.
Now, who's the villain in this movie?
Well, his name is in the title. That's how bad he is. The Winter Soldier is this mysterious Russian soldier that most people aren't even sure really exists, right?
Uh-huh.
But Cap learns that he does, in fact, exist. He seems to be completely undefeatable and is really making everything difficult for Chris Evans. It's so sad when such a beautiful man is having such a difficult time saving the planet.
Because I think most superhero movies depend on the villain. You know, because you know what you're getting out of Captain America. You know what you're getting out of Batman. But it's always on the villain, because that's the one that sticks out to me the most.
Absolutely, because the villains make it fun and naughty, and you want them to be defeated, but you also want to give them a high five kind of all at once. And the Winter Soldier is... He's really bad, and he's really difficult to fight. And he's like, if anybody's seen the commercials or the trailer for this movie,
mm-hmm.
Captain America throws his shield, which is a big deal. Like, that would knock down part of a building, and the Winter Soldier just reaches out and catches it like it's a dish.
Ooh, dang.
And that's still hard, though.
Up.
So
this is so impressive. I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes because I wanted to see some photos of everyone else in the cast I wasn't familiar with. 91% positive right now.
Dang.
Yeah, it's certified fresh, and that is only 1% lower than the Avengers scored.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know. It's a really big deal. And so I saw this movie, as usual, with a whole bunch of jaded movie critics who never get excited for anything, and it drives me crazy. So when we walked out of this film, everybody had kind of this dazed look on their face, like, what just happened?
Because it was so unbelievable.
How was that actually
good? Yeah. Well, I think the only thing that's really gotten me so far about this movie, because I haven't seen any of the previews, has been Scarlett Johansson on the red carpet. That woman's like 6 months pregnant. That is a miracle how she's concealing that baby bump. Have you seen
her?
She's
just captivating regardless.
And was she even pregnant at all doing this movie? Didn't she? Or has that been wrapped for so long?
No, it's been wrapped to my knowledge. So I think that she was not concealing a baby bump in her Black Widow unitard.
She's doing it on the red carpet. It's crazy.
Now, I haven't seen the first one, so I wanted to ask, and I mean, do they kind of sum it up? Can I go ahead and see this one since they say it's a lot better than the first one?
Yeah, I think that you can walk into this one and not really know a lot about Captain America. All you need to understand is that Steve Rogers was frozen back in World War II, mm-hmm. and he woke up in a modern world, and he was very confused, but he was also incredibly sexy.
Oh, man, he's got to figure out how to use an iPhone and all that other garbage in addition to conquering the world.
The cell phones don't have cords attached to them?
They didn't even have cell phones in World War II, JC.
Poor kid.
Honestly, in World War II, they barely had phones, didn't they? I don't know.
They had those mobile phones, right? Yeah. The rotary phones?
Homes didn't even all have TVs back then.
My goodness.
Yeah, Cap has a lot of catching up to do, but I swear to you that this movie, I don't know how Marvel does it. I don't know how they keep making spectacular films that are surprising in a genre that feels kind of tired. I think that this movie's good for everyone, men, women. It's rated PG-13, so not your little ones, but like kids, it's just this very cartoony kind of violence that we got in the Avengers. And it's going to make so much money this weekend. I think around $80 million.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Dang.
So big thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certified fresh by RottenTomatoes.com.
Big
it's
time.
Captain America.
Great,
what's
Drake.
Even more exciting yeah. is that when I got to talk to Samuel L. Jackson to do interviews, I lost my head for a moment and mistook him for every other Black actor in Hollywood.
Oh,
which
great.
Is a situation I might not have made it out alive from, but he was actually very funny about it.
Cool.
Can we watch that interview anywhere?
Yes, that's on RottenTomatoes.com, the homepage. Just look for Sam Jackson's confused face.
Perfect.
All right.
Great, Drake. Thank you so much for taking time out again this Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
It's a date. Bye, guys.
Bye, Drake.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.